Well, welcome to the message for the youth. You know, we're all children of the living God, so we're all young at heart. And sometimes the message has got to be childlike, for lack of a better term. You know what Jesus said? Come unto me, all the little children. So children and youth is very important. It's the way Jesus taught. I tried to do the same thing with my youth message. Now, the title of my little message today is The Right Way and the Wrong Way. You know, we all come to a fork in the road sometimes, and we got to choose the right way to go or the wrong way to go. And I want to use a crazy analogy. I think most of us know girls and boys. Girls do some things differently than what boys do. And you know what I was thinking is maybe makeup. Girls like to make themselves prettier when they wear these things called makeup. But that can be done in a wrong way. If you do too much or you do it in the wrong places, it looks awful. And sometimes girls do use too much of a good thing. Instead of getting prettier, they're less prettier. But I digress. Not to pick on the girls, but makeup is supposed to help you see better what is already there. But when you use too much, you take away rather than make better. There's a wrong way and a right way. And the reason I shared that with you is because people often do the same thing with their on Sunday. People try to make a Sunday such a holy day that they forget why God made it a special day. A long time ago, Jesus found people attacking his disciples because they picked some grain to eat on the way, and it just happened to be a Sunday, and the disciples had not eaten for a while, and they were hungry. And so Jesus told the men who were speaking against them and his disciples that God made this special day for people. He did not make the people for a special day. So on Sunday when we come to church, or any other time that you have to take time to remember God and to think about how blessed you are, because not everybody can come on Sundays, and that's okay. But they need to take a day out of their life to be still and know that I'm God, is what the scripture said. So God made Sunday as a day of rest for all of us, and it's a time to worship God in love and beauty. So we should not fill it up with work or just fun or rules that we may break to stay healthy. God's world, he made it, and he made it for us to enjoy and share in love and friendship. Now, you can do some things, little things that are necessary that you got to do, but it's a time to rest. So, I just wanted to share that with you. I think that we can always have a way that we can celebrate fellowship on Sundays or any other day. That's why some churches have Wednesday night service or Saturday night and different things. But the most important thing is to come and honor God in fellowship and take some time to rest. Well, I hope and pray you have a good day, and hope that we can see all the young people in church sometime soon.